WCFW FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I wish that I could fly into the sky.
Six. Oh,
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. Thank you.
To know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW. serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Music 105.7 CFW.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to. Lying there, you ask how my day was. You've already won me over, in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall conditional things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over, in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it
1057 CFW.
Oh,
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to move over and slow down when approaching active roadside emergencies. According to a press release, there have been 60 emergency responders hit and injured by vehicles while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin over the last 5 years. Department of Transportation officials are also reminding residents that moving over and slowing down for emergency vehicles is required by state law. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Crash Responder Safety Week. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley was in the Chippewa Valley on Friday, highlighting a proposal for an additional $60 million in funding for career and technical education programs. Dr. Underley toured the career and technical education programming at Chippewa Falls Senior High School. During the visit, she shared the details of her proposal, including the allocation of grant funding for CTE programs, increasing funding for 6 career and technical student organizations, and providing more software and technical support for the programs. One of the suspects in a high-speed chase involving 2 separate vehicles in Rice Lake has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, the 18-year-old suspect was charged with attempting to flee or elude an officer after being accused of leading police on a chase that reached speeds of over 100 miles per hour on Knapp Street in Rice Lake. Authorities say an officer attempted to stop 2 trucks traveling at a high rate of speed when they turned off their lights and sped off. The driver of the other truck is scheduled to appear in court on Friday. Following months of construction, a new Veterans Center has officially opened in Bloomer. Construction on the Norb C. Ruff Bloomer Veterans Center began in April and wrapped up just in time for Veterans Day. The new facility will give area veterans a new place to connect with other veterans and seek social services they need. Officials say one of their biggest challenges during construction was the timing of funding, forcing them to pause at times. The project was organized by the Bloomer American Legion, VFW, Women's Auxiliary, and AmVets. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight as temperatures will actually hold steady in the low to mid-50s. Breezy east to southeast winds up around 30 at 40 miles per hour. Rain early Tuesday. Cloudy skies. Temperatures falling to the mid and upper 40s. Staying breezy. Right now, it's 51.
CFW.
90s and more.
Don't believe me, just watch.
105.7 CFW.
And I think it's gone. gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week.